Page 56. Listening for main ideas.
So we can look forward to sunny skies and warm weather this weekend. Our next story is reported by Anne Lykoff. She is at the scene of a fire. Anne?
Thanks, Steve. I'm here at what was the scene of a fire. This house caught on fire this morning. Firefighters arrived quickly and everyone was safe. But it was a close call. You see, the woman who lives here, Mrs. Ravenscroft, is deaf. When the fire started, the fire alarm went off. Mrs. Ravenscroft couldn't hear the alarm. But Mrs. Ravenscroft is the owner of a special dog named Kimba. And thanks to her dog, Kimba, she's okay now.
So what happened, Anne?
Well, the fire started in the kitchen. Mrs. Ravenscroft was in the living room and did not hear the alarm. Kimba did hear the alarm and started running up and down the hall from the kitchen to the living room. Mrs. Ravenscroft saw the dog running and knew something was wrong. Mrs. Ravenscroft went to the kitchen and saw the fire. Flames were already 3 feet high. She immediately called 911 and the fire department came. Without the dog, she would not have known there was an alarm. Kimba saved Mrs. Ravenscroft's life. Mrs. Ravenscroft is very lucky. As you might guess, this is not just any dog. This is a special dog. Kimba is a hearing dog.
Huh. A hearing dog. What do hearing dogs do, Anne?
Well, hearing dogs are specially trained to assist deaf people. Hearing dogs tell deaf people about many different sounds. For example, the doorbell ringing, a baby crying, a fire alarm, or the telephone ringing, and many more sounds, too. Hearing dogs go to special schools where they are trained how to tell deaf people about important sounds.
How do hearing dogs do it? How do they tell people about sounds?
Well, when the dog hears a sound, for example, the doorbell, the dog first goes to the deaf person. The dog touches the deaf person to get their attention. And then the deaf person knows the dog is trying to tell them something. Next, the dog goes to the sound. In this example, the door. The deaf person then knows that someone is ringing the doorbell or knocking on the door.
Where do deaf people use their hearing dogs?
Deaf people use hearing dogs in their homes, of course. But sounds are everywhere, at work, on the bus, or on the street. So deaf people bring their dogs with them everywhere they go. Also, hearing dogs can go into all public places, such as restaurants and stores. Basically, a hearing dog can go to work, on the bus, and out to dinner too.
Really? Interesting.
Yes, it really is. So Mrs. Ravenscroft didn't hear the alarm, but her companion and hearing dog, Kimba, did. Before the fire, Mrs. Ravenscroft called Kimba her personal hearing dog. Now Mrs. Ravenscroft says Kimba is her personal hero dog because Kimba saved her life. So tonight, our story has a happy ending and everyone is safe. Back to you, Steve.
Thank you, Anne. And that's the news for this evening. Until tomorrow, good night.